Siddur's Limit Series is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Rabbi Siegel, Lezer Ruven, Ben Yitzchak HaLevi, by Yelad Avram Forman, for Shlema Das Racha Bas Chana Golda. We concluded the Chazaras HaShatz, and we are up to Kedusha. Kedusha, the holy, the sacred Kedusha. Kedusha, we know, is something so significant, it requires a minion in order to be able to recite it. The origin of Kedusha, though the text of the Siddur, the liturgy itself is derabbanan, maybe not the obligation to daven, either daily or be'ez tzara, we've discussed that in the past, but the text that we recite is derabbanan. But believe it or not, according to one opinion, it's possible that Kedusha itself is fulfilling a de'oraisa. Shema we know is de'oraisa. If someone would stop you and ask which part of davening is biblically mandated, you'd know Shema. Would you think any other part of davening? Possibly also the opportunity to respond to Kedusha. The Zohar HaKadosh, you didn't see that coming. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor writes at length and says the following, based on the Pasuk. That we're not allowed to desecrate God's name, and instead, of course, our mission, our mandate, our charge is to sanctify God's name everywhere and with everything we do, to elevate Hashem's brand, to draw people closer to it, to be able to represent it well, to make a Kiddush Hashem, says the Zohar. Pikud gadol l'kudshei l'b'chol yoma, l'salka kedushasei mitasa l'eila, v'ma de'iu kadisha l'eila, adesala kedushasei l'avon u'bonin, v'razada v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ila betata. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, this mitzvah to sanctify God each and every day, to elevate from down below, to lift up from the mundane, from the everyday, to imbue, to endow, to transform it as sacred, to bring Hashem's presence, as it's sanctified above, until the Kedusha from Avos Ubanim, and this is the sod, this is the secret, says the Zohar, v'nekdashli b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So according to some, it's brought down in the Sifrei Mekubalim, Sifrei Gedolei Aposkim, that according to this Derabanan, according to the Zohar, rather, it's possible that reciting or answering Kedusha has an element of a Deoraisa, might have an element of being a fulfillment of a biblical obligation. Indeed, the Chavetz Chaim seems to write this way. Chavetz Chaim writes, "Al yedei amiras kedusha u'mekayim mashamar akasav v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. Al yedei mitusav kedusha al atzmenu mashayim kasav ani Hashem mekadashchem." Shmiras aloshen chaylak beis. Chavetz Chaim writes that when a person responds to kedusha, when a person accepts responsibility, the mission, the charge to live a life of a Kiddush Hashem, they are fulfilling. So when we come to shul, we turn to one another and we say, Nekadesh Shemcha Barabim, Hashem, I pledge, I promise, I vow to sanctify your name in public. It's a very, very powerful image based on the Zohar and the way the Chavetz Chaim paskens halacha lemaisa. A Yid comes to Shacharis and responds in Chazaras HaShatz to Kedusha and says, Nekadesh Shemcha Barabim. Person, Nesach Ashkenaz, Nesach Sfard, Naritzach V'Nagdishach, whatever formula you say, but you essentially pledge, you affirm, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to go to the market, I'm going to go to the mall, I'm going to go out into the world, Nekadesh Shemcha Barabim. I accept responsibility, I accept the mission, I accept that I'm part of the Mamlech Haskan V'Gai Kadosh, and that part of my job is to sanctify your name in the world. Of course, every part of davening is important, but Kedusha is incredibly important because it's that moment that we accept, we receive our assignment, and we affirm our commitment to fulfill it. And we take that responsibility, we take it seriously. We talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, not just to give one's life. Some say that even harder than dying al Kiddush Hashem is the commitment to live al Kiddush Hashem. Indeed, the Medrash quotes, which lech lecha was more difficult? The lech lecha me'artzecha melartecha beis avicha, the test of Avram to leave his homeland, everything he knows, or the test of Lech Lecha El Har HaMoriah, to go fulfill the Akedah. And of course, it's an absurd comparison. The question itself is ridiculous. Which test is more difficult to fulfill? Hashem says, leave everything you know, but I'm going to make your name great, I'm going to make you wealthy, you're going to have great influence. Or take your son, your only son, the son that you love, and slaughter him on the altar. What do you mean, which one's more difficult? So the Midrash concludes, the Lech Lecha Har HaMoriah, the Akedah, Akedah's Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak, of course, is the more difficult test. But what was the Havamina? What was the consideration? What would even be a thought to entertain? Shlomo Rebbe and others say, because sometimes it's harder to live al Kiddush Hashem than to give one's life al Kiddush Hashem. to be willing to live every day, the mundane, to make it through all of life, to be willing to be selfless and sacrifice, to do what's not convenient or comfortable, to live for someone, something bigger than ourselves. Nikadesh Hashem Chabarabim. Hashem, I'm going to be honest in business. I'm going to say please and thank you. I'm going to smile. I'm going to hold my head high with dignity and purpose. I'm on a mission to draw others closer to you, to live Al Kiddush Hashem. The Zohar, the Chafetz Chaim Paskins, Halacha L'Maisa, we come to shul to start our day, mincha the middle of the day, Marav, there is no Kedusha, but in theory, end our day, all by evaluating around this central theme. Are we indeed fulfilling this mission, this purpose of creating and living for a Kiddush Hashem? Now, it's true, most of the Rishon we paskin that Kedusha is derabanan. Maybe the Pasuk's in Asmachta Ba'alma. But you see from here that there's something very significant. The Aruch HaShulchan writes this in Kuf Chaf Hei, Siv Dalet, that you see your Mekadesh Hashem Barabim. When we respond to Kedusha B'tzibur in a minyan, it requires a minyan. When you pledge and you promise, sanctify Hashem's name. I'm all in. Where can I go? What can I do? How can I represent? How can I elevate? Then we are indeed, it's very dear, it's very beloved to Hashem. We're taking on responsibility. We're all brand ambassadors. Hashem is the brand. Torah is the brand. And when we pledge to make a Kiddush Hashem, we become the brand ambassadors, which explain why it's so near and dear to Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow night. The tour of the Beis Yosef, they describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu perks up the joy, the satisfaction, kiviyachal, that it gives Hashem when he hears Jews come together to recite Kiddush.